join the conversation.
Email sarahk@capetalk.co.za.
Ricky Gervais, his latest Netflix series is called Afterlife. Season 3 started streaming on the platform on Friday. The series follows Tony, who has lost his wife, Lisa, to breast cancer and dealing with life as a widower. Let's take a listen.
I thought not caring was a superpower. I was wrong. Caring about stuff, that's what really matters. Kindness, making other people feel good.
It's just a discussion.
I don't know what God is exactly, but I believe in something.
Vague.
Well, we obviously go somewhere.
I wish I hadn't teased her about there not being an afterlife now. I think she wanted to believe in, like, heaven and angels and stuff. I hope she wasn't scared.
There are angels. They don't have wings and live in clouds. They wear nurses' uniforms and work hard to pay the rent on their houses. If you want to be an angel, you've got to do it when you're alive. Be good. Do good things.
I have absolutely loved this series. It is very, very poignant in parts. I'm amazed, actually, it has to be said, that we were able to find a clip that we could use, because the language is extreme, explicit. Hello, Gail.
It is. You're right. I'm actually impressed you found a clip without some seriously frightening words in it.
It's quite full on, isn't it? Now, you hadn't watched this. Am I right?
No, I'd watched a bit of it and then stopped. So
okay.
I actually went and had a good old binge, as one can do.
Did it? Yeah.
And I agree with you. It's actually such an interesting series. Very thought provoking, very touching. Some of it's hilarious. So I actually really am happy to have found it. And I'm also happy there's only 3 short seasons of 6 episodes each. That's manageable, you know?
It's manageable, and they are very short episodes as well. I mean, it feels like once you're in, you blink and you're coming out. It's not one of those ones where you're like, gosh, we're 50 minutes in. I mean, I wouldn't even say they're half an hour episodes, or maybe they just go by really quickly. But I mean,
I think they're less than 30 minutes, about 24.
Yeah, they are short. Listen, I know that Ricky Gervais is not for everybody. My mum cannot bear him. Does not find him funny, thinks he's a vulgar buffoon. I think he is very funny. I've been an enormous fan of his since The Office, and have sort of almost overindulged in Ricky Gervais to the point where I know, and I've watched a lot of interviews of his, to the point where I know that so much of what we're seeing, gosh, it's slightly self-indulgent, I find. But that's, I think, because I know him so well, but I get who he is as a person through the things I've read about him and the interviews that he's done. There's lots of not thinly barbed comment scenarios that he creates that are very much of his own opinion. He is a staunch atheist. He's not somebody who believes in things and wants to give any credence to things like horoscopes or anything like that. Or religion. That's not his thing. And he has the opportunity in this, and being Ricky Gervais and essentially being able to make the projects that he wants, to be able to bat his opinions home through the series. Sometimes I find it a little bit tedious, this constant, it's only, science is the only thing we should be following, and religion's a load of old hokum, and there's no such thing as ghosts. It's a little bit, but the moments that I love are the moments of tenderness. And we know him as a comedic actor. We know him as a stand-up comedian. The moments where the devastation of the loss of his wife hits him, the moments on the bench where he's met since his wife.
Penelope Wilson.
Penelope Keith. No, not Penelope Keith. What's her name? Penelope? Wilson.
Penelope Wilton.
Yes, Wilton. Penelope Wilton, who is a fantastic British actress, who's also in the series grieving the loss of her husband. And she sort of provides very gently some wisdom. They are very, very poignant moments. And in this third series, he's negotiating. It's not really a will they, won't they, but he's met somebody. She, in fact, used to be the carer of his late father. And she's interested in pursuing a relationship with him. And he just can't do it. He's not in that frame of mind yet, because he's still in thick grief with the loss of his wife.
Yeah, and I also think that the whole local newspaper angle is very clever.
Oh, very clever.
Because you're constantly presented with the completely banal, yet extremely lives, these very intimate details of people's lives, and these bizarre stories. And it's so much what sort of local newspapers are. You know, they're very, very personal.
Yes.
And, you know, no one else is going to find it very interesting. And I think it's lovely the way those stories sort of, although he listens to a certain amount, and as you know, then he kind of tells his photographer to take a picture and they leave. But but it does sort of open up all the sort of human experiences, and I think that's what's nice about the series. And because he can't hide behind things like that's just the way it is, or we all go to heaven. There is a certain element of having to really look at things straight on. If you can't just offer someone the platitude of never mind, it'll be better when you're dead, you know?
Yeah, that's such a good, that's exactly it, isn't it? It's that he's having to live this reality, and he does it very unapologetically, and there's been a progress. What I think I love about the series is that it hasn't been a sort of, we need to make this the fairy tale. The wife dies, but it's all right. You know, he's had a few counselling sessions, and now he's gone through the awful few weeks after they're dead, but now he's moved on and he's met somebody. It hasn't been that. And there's been a lot of praise from people who've lost a partner. And in fact, the woman who plays his love interest, who he starred with, and whose name, Ashley Jensen, there we go.
Yes.
He starred with in, she was his co-star in Extras, his series, his second series after The Office, where she played a completely different character. She played a very ditzy woman. And in this, she's playing a nurse and a carer. And in fact, her husband, Ashley Jensen's husband, died by suicide a few years ago, so that's very close to home for her.
Yes.
And she has said that the way that Gervais has written the script is so realistic, that the grief and how it comes is so realistic. I would urge people to watch it, even if you haven't always been a fan of Gervais, and you perhaps didn't get The Office and thought, what's this all about? What's he doing? You don't like him at the Golden Globes because he's, you know, he's loud and obnoxious. If you are not somebody who likes bad language, don't watch it.
You do have to you don't want the children in the room.
No.
For many reasons, but mainly the language. The rest of it they could probably deal with.
Yeah, I agree. It's there are certain words that one wouldn't necessarily say in polite society that Gervais seems to enjoy screaming at the top of his lungs, which is, you know, it is as it is. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I did too. And I've got one more episode to go. I've already been bawling, so I'm going to do the final episode later today, and I imagine that tissues are going to be needed.
Necessary.
Yeah, necessary. All right, Gail, thanks very much indeed. Thanks for that. That's Afterlife with Ricky Gervais, season 3, now streaming on Netflix.